Bishop Aris, no one was planning for the Maidan to become violent or deadly. Many of those who died were very young. What is your reaction to the loss these past days, the loss in life?
There's profound sadness, bewilderment, but also inspiration. Our university in 1 hour will begin the funeral services for one of our lecturers, 28-year-old Bogdan Solchanek, who is on the verge of completing his doctoral dissertation, man full of life, and very much engaged in society, concern for the future of Ukraine. He was one of the close to 100 people gunned down in Kyiv in the last days by snipers. Our community is broken up about this. You can imagine that in a few hours there will be a funeral, thousands of young people present. It's being held in the center of Lviv. There will be more than 100 funerals of this nature throughout Ukraine in these days. The country is shocked that in the heart of Europe, in the center of the capital, in broad daylight, with cameras running, so many beautiful young people were killed in a cold-blooded way. What is very important for all of us, especially the young people, especially the people on the Maidan, to try and fathom is the mystery of this iniquity, raw evil that was confronted by innocent young people. I am convinced that the blood of martyrs is the seed of faith, as Tertullian said. And I hope that this innocent sacrifice will bring graces. I also hope that there will not be a reaction of fury. But the country in these days is profoundly traumatized.
How will Bogdan be remembered by the university community? How has his death affected the Catholic university students?
It's too soon to answer in a definitive way. Reminiscences are flowing in. Some students and faculty are writing texts. It's not even 48 hours from his death. His body was brought to view in late evening yesterday, and the community is organizing the funeral. He's remembered as a radiant person with a warm smile. He was very bright. He was, as one colleague said, a student of the past who died for the future. He's remembered as somebody who was very active in community life, very social. We are receiving condolences from far away, from South Africa to Sweden, from North America and the East. I am sure that Bogdan and the other people that were killed in these days will be recorded in Ukrainian history. It is their death that is galvanizing people, hopefully, for peaceful change. We are in a state of shock and silence before the Mysterium Tremendum.
Bishop Aris, what are your thoughts on the agreement that was signed yesterday? Do you feel that it's sufficient?
I think it's a start. Negotiations are very important, but I think there are many people in Ukraine that want more change quickly. The agreement was signed just a few hours ago. We will see what its effects are in the coming days.
What happens to the Maidan movement now after the signing of this agreement? Is it over? Will it continue in some other way?
I think it is not over. It will continue, but it's not clear what that continuation will be. At least I don't dare to prophesy.
How do you believe the church will continue to accompany the people at this point, now after their loss and in the process of this agreement unfolding?
The church and message of the mission remains the same. Mother Church calls us to focus on the truth of our God-given human dignity, to believe in divine providence, to believe in the dignity of all people, to respect the commandments. Especially in these days, it's very important, thou shall not kill. Is great emotion. In this atmosphere of tension and emotion, it is important to be messengers of peace. What will be very important is that the church is sacramentally accompanying the people with prayer for the departed, with blessings for the injured, and with a healing touch to a society that has been traumatized. The church has tried to be close We've tried to follow the message of Pope Francis that the pastors should have the smell of their sheep. We also realize that we control precious little. We don't pretend to be politicians or leaders of political movements.
Is there anything, any final thoughts you'd like to add?
We would like to ask all Catholics in the world to pray for Ukraine, especially this coming Sunday. I ask brother bishops, priests, religious, and the faithful of the Catholic Church to pray for peace in Ukraine. We're very grateful at the consistory. The Holy Father appealed for prayer for Ukraine before all of the assembled cardinals. We hope for the solidarity, spiritual support of our brothers and sisters in the faith. Grace is what gives us life. God is the God of history. And we pray to God with the Church Universal that there be peace and justice in Ukraine.